My name is Cadillac Jack. I joined Atlanta Radio when I was 19 years old, put in a loyal 26 years. Welcome to My Second Act, a podcast where we talk about things you talk about with family and friends. Conversations about current events and pop culture, headlines in the news, trends, music, and often revealing and endearing conversations about marriage, parenting, and personal growth. Welcome to Cadillac Jack, My Second Act, a component to the radio show Monday through Friday, 5:30 till 10, Atlanta's The Bear 92.5. Donna, hello.
Hello, my name's Donna, and I am Caddy's wife. Met someone who thinks that they know you? This is one of my, in the way I'm about to tell it, is one of the things that just drives me nuts. Not when people think they know you and they're like, oh, you know, I think we went to high school together, or I think we went to college together, whatever. So I'm in the store in Birmingham this past weekend because I went down and worked for a day or 2 days, but I went down for like one night. And this guy comes in and he's shopping and it's crowded in the store and I'm the only one working, thus being in Birmingham. So I'm trying to help all these different people. And this guy comes up and I'm like, hey, how are you? Do you need any help? And he's like, no. He's like, you look really familiar. I'm like, here we go. And I said, well, I just think I have one of those faces that kind of looks like everybody. And he goes, no. We've met somewhere before. He's like, now, where do you live around here? I said, I don't live in Atlanta. I'm over here helping out with the store. Oh, where did you go to school? I said, Georgia. I know a lot of people that went to Georgia. I bet we know some people in common.
Right.
When did you graduate? So there's a store full of people. So now he wants me to tell him what year I graduated, which is basically like announcing your age to everyone. And furthermore, I'm like, I don't know you. And I'm busy. Like, why does it matter? But he was just one of those people who just kept trying to drill down to where we had met. Have you ever done a fundraiser for Ducks Unlimited? I said, not that I know of.
Well, who do you think this cat was? I think he was just pawing for information.
No, it wasn't like that. He was just like one of those super friendly people, which is so nice. And I love those kind of people. And I am one of those people, but you either know someone or you don't, or you just say, oh, you look really familiar. Oh, probably we ran into each other at whatever. But he just kept going on.
Nickel Mike somewhere.
Yeah. Have you ever been to, did you go to the Talladega race in 1998? I'm like, what?
I think that was the year you went, Donna. Is there something you tell everybody? Maybe you'll, what do you tell us? Is Charlotte his child or something?
Annoying.
A NASCAR baby? NASCAR Talladega baby.
Annoying.
Charlotte's a Talladega baby.
So annoying, but I was just like,
all right. The most important question is this. You ready? Did he buy anything?
No. Most people never buy anything.
He needs to move on. Bring cash, check or charge.
Those people never buy anything.
Why does it irritate you? Okay, next.
Because it's just like you're busy and like he just kept like going down rabbit holes of, you know, do you know, or like when you say like you went to Georgia and he's like, did you know Jim?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I was hungover most of those 4 years. So then I stayed at a hotel that I normally don't stay at. And there's this guy and this woman, and I ride up with them on the elevator. Okay. And they're younger. They're probably like in their late 30s, 40s. And they're like, how are you doing? I'm like, good. And they have all this like luggage and stuff. And I'm like, you guys are here for a while. And the guy's like, no, just 2 nights. We're here for her friend's wedding. So we started kind of talking about that and blah, blah, blah. So go up, put all my stuff in my room. And I think I'm going to go down and get me a little drink on the patio, have me a little cocktail. And he jumps in the elevator. Like we have gone up, put our stuff in, and we get back in the elevator at the same time, just the husband. And he goes, I'm not creepy. And it was really funny. He goes, I'm not creepy. I'm not following you on the elevator. He goes, but if she could just get her shit together and get everything out of the car, I wouldn't have to make 100 trips. And I'm like,
So you get pulled into it.
I said, well, you know what? That's just part of being married. Just doing things for each other that you probably don't want to do. And he's like, well, I don't want to do this. I don't want to make 100 trips.
Well, how many bags were there? Was it a lot? I mean, you can give a pretty good estimate. Well, based on your carrying.
I think she had left something in the car. So he was having to go back down after we were on the elevator together and I saw those bags, he was having to go back down and get something else that she had forgotten
like a
for her.
Yeah, a caboodle.
God forbid.
Okay.
And I just thought to myself,
Self,
y'all ain't gonna make it. But I wish you a lot of luck.
Well,
you know? Ambivalence. Rex relationships.
What advice would you give the two, if you could pull them both back into the elevator, what advice would you give them?
Just do things for each other. Who cares? Don't make the snide comment. Don't roll your eyes. Just go do it. She probably does a million things for that man that she didn't want to do.
All
four
right.
Specific.
We are off.
At night.
We are.
But I mean, like, just stop keeping score. Ambivalence just ruins relationships. People who selflessly do for each other and think about each other and think about each other before the other person has to say,
think about me.
Hey, my doctor appointment went great. Thanks for asking. If you're at that point in your relationship, problems. Because the other person should know what you have going on and should ask in advance.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, clearly, I missed something.
You?
Yeah. Oh, wow. We're off to a great start here on the Cadillac.
Well, you know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them.
Okay.
This is not about us.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure it seems kind of maybe pointed at.
It's actually not.
I don't mean it's all. I don't want that to be part of me. I'm part of. I don't want that to be. I don't want that
my
to be
big advice
me.
Would be don't forget the little
don't have
stuff.
To ask.
And sure as hell don't forget big stuff like birthdays and
Christmas Day.
Things like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. All right. Well, listen, Donna's on fire. It's going to be a great episode. And
it is.
I'm just going to sit back and take it all in and take it, I guess. And we'll begin with well, coming up.
Believe
yes,
it or not,
what you got?
I think
keep
you
on,
sent me that
on.
Little keep article on narcissism. Not everything we talk about is about you, Cadillac Jack.
I thought that was a great article about narcissism.
It was.
From Self Magazine.
And you are.
I don't even know what that is. What's Self Magazine? I don't even know.
It's was like in a women's magazine.
It was in my... It was my daily flipboard. Is that what you call them, flipboard? I get a flipboard every day, and I was in there. Why do you think that was in there? Why do you think I got that article about narcissism?
I don't. Well,
should we discuss
maybe
it?
It's targeted.
Pull it up.
I don't
That's
know.
What I'm
well,
at.
You are a narcissist. We know that.
Wow. Okay. The article is basically saying what that I don't have in front of me.
But, I didn't read it.
Okay. All right.
I just didn't.
Wow. All right. Well, we are just what can we just call it an episode at less than 6 minutes. Can we do that? Right.
No, I mean, I'm just saying I didn't read it. I know about narcissism. I've read extensively.
Well, there's a difference. There's a couple. Here's what we're going to do. Let's give some love to Gallery Furniture. Let's clear Donna and Marilyn and our friends, our family, Gallery Furniture. And then let's come back and we'll talk about this article. And then coming up in this episode as well, your drop your drink songs. Now, for full disclosure, this is a bit that we did in this podcast in the first 50 episodes back in 2020. I think it was 2020. What are the songs? And we took it to radio this week. Had a great time with it. On Atlanta's The Bear, 92.5, 5:30 till 10 a.m. Eastern. It's Cadillac and Donna. Hey, Donna.
Hey, hello.
Donna. Hey, Donna.
I also want to talk about something else,
Can I finish planting the teas?
Yeah.
Okay. Last episode, you got all over me about talking over you. Let's take that note. Those songs that when you hear that first note or that first riff or that first a hi-hat drum, you know that's your song. And so you drop your drink and you go to the dance floor. You don't even take the time, Donna, to find somebody to hold your beer, hold your drink. You just go. You just run because that song is only 3 minutes and 42 seconds. And you got to get all 342 out of it. And that's your intent when you drop your drink and you run to the dance floor. What's your drop your drink song? Quickly, some suggestions we had or some songs from listeners of the morning show. Of course, Brick House is in there. PYT, let's not reveal ours until we do it later in this episode of Cadillac Jack, My Second Act, but that's all to come. And then, Donna, you have what now? You say what?
I want to talk about, well, let's do gallery first, and then I want to talk about a really interesting article.
Okay.
That I did read that is okay. Really
who sent you that one that
attention.
You read? Who sent you the one you read?
Me. Okay. I pulled it up.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Gallery Furniture, Gainesville, 1600 Brownsbridge Roads. Where are you going to find them? Same location. I mean, your ways, you don't have to put it in there. Just get in your car and just get within 3 miles is going to take you there because that's where everybody goes, to Brownsbridge Road. If you're on Brownsbridge in Gainesville, you got to go by Gallery Furniture and ask for Donna. It's like man, been messaged for 30 years with Donna. Ask for the Wolfman. Ask for Donna. Yes, it's Wolfman and Donna. Donna's still around. She's there 8 days a week, and they have beautiful, beautiful furniture for every room in your house that is affordable, that you can afford and that you are going to love. Gallery Furniture, Donna.
Yeah, we were, Don and I were talking this week. We were going back and forth. One of our classmates, Britt Turner, who is the drummer for Blackberry Smoke, unfortunately passed away from brain cancer. And we were talking about Britt and his brother, Richard, and just how sad it was, and just kind of talking back and forth because, you know, when people your age start passing, it just makes you start thinking about things in life. And Donna was saying, I got to quit working so hard. I've got to exercise more. I've got to enjoy life more and all this stuff. And she works very hard. And all the folks at Gallery Furniture work very hard. But even if she wasn't a dear friend, I would shop there because she's just such a great person. And her dad was such a great businessman that they have left such a legacy in Gainesville. And they do so much for that community that you'll never even know. But it's so important right now, more than ever, to shop locally. We talk about how expensive everything is, from food to rent to everything. If you need a few things for your house, she's going to make it worth your while, I promise you. And there's so, so much to choose from. And they've really got a lot of furniture right now that they need to move on out the door.
If you need financing, Donna can take care of you. Here's how she does that. She waves her magic wand, clicks her heels together. And with just a job, 6 months on the job and a checking account, you're guaranteed to get financing. Gallery Furniture, 1600 Brown Spirit Road, Gainesville. Ask for Donna. Ask for Marilyn. Ask for the Wolfman. Ask for any of our Gallery Furniture family. Gallery Furniture, 1600 Brown Spirit Road. Ask for the Wolfman.com online. You got a story you want to read, Donna, and share during this episode of the podcast? All yours.
Yeah, I do.
All yours.
So this is kind of interesting. So you know how they talk about moms and like if you have kids and you're kind of stressed out all the time, like a lot of moms become kind of like, I hate to say this, but like wino moms, you know, because you drink it like maybe you drink a bottle of wine at night to unwind or whatever. You know, when we were growing up, some of our moms like played bridge and they would smoke. Like
yeah, my mom did.
True. Pall Mall.
In the house.
Know.
In the house.
Yeah, in the house while they were playing bridge. And then, you know, your mom would have a little whiskey drink every day at 5 o'clock, a little vodka drink.
4:35, you know? 6:30, and 7.
The new thing that moms are doing is microdosing.
What's that?
And this is getting a lot of attention. So it involves taking about a tenth, follow me here, of a regular dose milligrams of dried mushroom. On a steady basis. So okay. Like you have a method to it. You do one day on, 2 days off, 4 to 8 weeks. It does not make you hallucinate in any form or fashion. It just improves your mood, lowers stress, and reduces anxiety. So it's supposed to make everything look bright and beautiful with no hallucinating.
I love it.
Well, I knew you would, but yes. Moms specifically are saying that the underlying feeling of stress and agitation that they had as a parent, agitation is a big word. You know, when you have kids, you're supposed to always be happy and engaged and loving every minute and every phase of parenthood. And that's just not always the case. And it's not talked about a lot because you're never supposed to complain about your kids or having kids or, you know, not being perfect. But this practice that a lot of incredibly successful women, like out in the workforce, are doing is getting a lot of attention. Microdosing. And you have to kind of try it out. You have to figure out some regimens.
Your dosage.
Yes. So a lot of people grow their own mushrooms. And then people can also, you know, get them places. Like if you live in a, like in Colorado or somewhere where California, where they are legal. And psychedelics are not for everyone. You need to kind of find a doctor who is okay with this. If you have schizophrenia or you have bipolar, you don't need to be using psychedelics.
Where do they come from though? Like under cow patties? Cause I heard you can't find them there. You can harvest your own mushrooms like up in the
yes.
North Georgia mountains.
Yes,
or maybe in your backyard if you have some extra time. I don't know.
Yes. So you have to kind of, a lot of people have what they call, instead of a dealer, they call it a shaman.
What's that?
He's the one who sort of helps you navigate and find
the right dosage.
The microdosing.
Yeah, because you don't want to find yourself in a tree in your backyard, you know, and I've had friends do that before.
All all seriousness, I mean, this is not like if you have an underlying mental condition, it just creates more paranoia, and no one needs that. So you have to make sure that you are a candidate for this.
Okay. Microdosing.
Yes. Microdosing is the new thing. So Kacey Musgraves has been talking about this because she gave up smoking pot because she said it made her lazy. It made her uncreative.
Lethargic and hungry and
lethargic and just, she said, just generally not in a good place. But she has done a little bit of microdosing, and it's called psilocybin too. And she said it's been very helpful. But like anything, she was saying, same thing. If you have, she said, I really don't want to talk about this too much because it could bring too much attention. And if you are someone with an addictive personality, you don't need to go down this road.
Okay.
So there's microdosing and there's knowing. These are big things going on right now with women. N-O-I-N-G. And knowing is saying no to things that you have zero interest in doing. Heading up the gala for the PTA.
Right.
Being the team mom for cheerleading. Going to dinner with your husband and two friends that you really don't like. So knowing is becoming a big deal too, where when someone asks you to do something, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast, but there wasn't really a term for this. But if someone asks you to do something and you have zero interest in this, instead of saying, I'll get back to you, let me check my calendar, let me check with my husband or wife, see what's going on, you just say, no,
I don't have time for this.
No, you just say, you could, I guess, or no, I can't do it.
Or that didn't work for me. That didn't work for me. Is neutral.
See, you've said that before, but that, I feel like that leads to questions. Well, would a different day work?
No.
So I think you just say, no, I'm not able to do that.
Okay.
No, not right now. See, you keep putting things in for people to come back around. Knowing is no.
Is that too harsh? Is that too forward, do you think?
No. And here's what you say. No, I'm unable to do that. Why?
Unable to do that. You have to sound robotic like you are right there? I mean, you have to sound
kind of.
So disinterested and angry?
Because otherwise they're going to sound angry, but otherwise they're going to come back around and say, what about a different date?
Right.
If you don't want to be team mom, would you be the assistant team mom with me? No, Helen. No.
And then they're going to be like,
she's a bitch. I'm not going
to
ask her to do anything.
Well, I mean, I got to wonder if maybe you wouldn't.
That's what you want.
Oh, okay. You want to be a bitch.
Not necessarily, but you want to put the message across that you have zero interest in doing certain things.
And leading the radio, the canathon at the kids' school for childhood cancer, curing childhood cancer. You just no interest at all.
But if you do, then emphatically say yes.
Raise your hand. Okay, yes. I see. But if you don't.
I was trying to think back, like how many things I did in that capacity from like a child thing that I really didn't want to do. No, I couldn't come up with many. I loved being a team mom.
That you didn't want to do. I'm sorry. I misunderstood there.
Yeah. I mean, I loved being a team mom. I loved my time on the PTA. I'll tell you what I freaking hated. Box tops.
Yes, that was a lot. That was a lot of work.
But I'm talking back in the day where you cut them with scissors.
Yes. But it was an activity you could do with the kids, you know?
And they did them, but people didn't understand. I don't need your entire macaroni and cheese box.
Yes, true.
I just need the box top.
Yes, just a little QR code coupon thing at the top.
And I would come in the front door of the school, elementary school, and there was like a bin where people would just dump the box tops in little plastic bags, and they smelled and they had like oatmeal on them and all kinds of stuff. And I would open that bin. I'd just be like, Jesus Christ.
Just like that? You say just like that?
Under my breath. And I mean, what was so disappointing was I would clip and snip and cut and remind people to bring them in, get the girls involved, which that was a good part. Because they saw me doing something. But we'd end up getting it like at the PTA meeting like 3 months from then. They'd be like, we got our box top check. I'm like, yay! Thinking it's going to be, $2,201.62. Be like $49. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You sent 300 pounds of box tops.
I mean, I'll just donate $200 and not clip.
Right.
You know? I had a lot of people ask me about my angry groin.
I can imagine.
Nice people that checked in with me. Melissa Gibson, who is an amazing person and a wonderful pod peep. Uh-huh. She checked in and wanted to say
that her groin has been angry before.
No, that she could not believe that I got in the car with someone I didn't know. However, once I mentioned that they were neighbors with Dawn Crane, she knew I'd be fine because Dawn would hunt their butt down.
Yeah, Dawn is Dawn is that type of person. She will. She's very forward. She's very not aggressive, although I think she can be aggressive on certain
days. If you have six kids, you can be whatever you want to be.
True that.
And survive a house fire.
What was the, like when they were in elementary, middle school, what was the age range? Do you remember?
Every year. She has twins. Six kids, survived a house fire, and would say to me without any like remorse, like, you know, I talked to her on Monday, like, hey, what happened this weekend? We left Kyle at Chili's. Got to church, didn't even realize we didn't have him. He was in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, remember when the house burned down? And yes. I bought that little one, all of the marshmallows, not the wheat portion of the cereal. I just bought a big old bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows. What was the kid's name? Their youngest.
It's Catherine.
Catherine, yes. Beautiful Catherine. Who's probably now a senior in high school or senior in college, could be.
Getting close there. Yep. Dawn was my tennis partner. That's how we met. And she's an amazing tennis player.
She will move a mountain.
I would
say hello to Mike Starr.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Mike Starr.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'd be running all around that tennis court.
Me, but I can just barely hear you.
She says hello. She loves you. When's the last time you talked to Dawn Crane?
We just had lunch like a week and a half ago.
Okay. The next segment here on this episode of Cadillac Jack with Donna, my second act, and it is drop your drink songs. This is going to be fun. Get ready to move north, south, east, west, and move things you never moved before. I would not encourage you to move east, south. That's when you get in trouble, Donna, when you do the east, south move. We'll start with you, Donna. What is your drop your drink song?
Sweet Home Alabama. And I mean, you know how when you hear those opening bars. I've told you, like, what you do on those types of songs is wherever you are in the place where that song comes on. It could be a football game. It could be a bar. It could be church. I don't even know. If there's not someone around to hold your drink, you just drop your drink and run out to the dance floor. So, I mean, if you don't have someone to hold your purse or hold your drink, you just drop it and go. I've done it many a time. Just drop your drink and go.
What are some other songs like that? Sweet Caroline.
PYT, Michael Jackson.
Okay. I want to love you. PYT. Pretty young thing. She's our friend. House. Brick House.
Oh, yeah.
Share those songs that are it's a two-fist dance. You'll drop your drink immediately.
Yeah, you don't have time. And like your spouse or date may have been talking to somebody. They turn around. They're like,
you're gone.
Where'd Donna go? She's on the dance floor.
Yep. Two fists in the air.
Brown Eyed Girl. We used to sing. Sha la la.
$10 says Cadillac's Drop Your Drink song is probably something like, man, I feel like a woman. A great song, but not a good look. Anyway, we'd love to know that one song that makes you act a fool at 770-599-1925. And heck, we might even play it for you, but probably not.
Let's go, girl.
Rock my world, little country girl.
John in Rex, Georgia. That one is his Drop Your Drink song, Rock My World, Little Country Girl.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake
Melanie,
it for
listening
me.
To the Bear 92.5 this morning in Noonan.
Country girl,
says Luke Bryan, Country Girl, shake it for me. It's her Drop Your Drink song when it comes on.
Shake it for me.
Good morning, Regina. Zebulon says Beyonce, her current Drop Your Drink song. Can you go back? Do you remember this song?
If it hadn't been for God and I, Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where
Gina
did you go?
In Barnesville says Cotton Eye Joe.
If it hadn't been for God and I, Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you
Rednecks.
Go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
We heard from Paul, who shared his Drop Your Drink song.
Yep, it's Hunk a Hunk of Burning Love by Elvis Presley. I got stuff swinging left and right, forward and back, and my wife heads in the opposite direction.
Oh, she knows. She knows in the first note or two that you're gone, right?
Oh, yeah.
When is the last time you hit it hard with Elvis?
Last night, making dinner.
Get out. Come on now. Really? I love that. Don't we think? But Paul.
I love it. I love the fact that she's like, she turns around. She's like, oh, no. Paul's on the dance floor.
Here he comes again. Great visit. Appreciate you calling so much. Have a great day. Tin Can Account of Day. Call us anytime.
My pleasure.
All right, now. Take care.
Love you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
And for me, it's this little ditty from legend Tina Turner. My Drop Your Drink song is...
You're simply the best. And I
Three nights ago, I get roped in to a Georgia Public Broadcasting telethon.
Well... Tell everyone how you got there.
There wasn't anything on television. I was bored. And I was like, let's go to the guide. Do you ever just go to the guide?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we forget that there's ABC, CBS, Georgia Public Television. Because
yeah.
We're all on Hulu and Netflix and HBO Max and Paramount. Go to the guide, I said to myself. Let's see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Tina Turner. I said, damn, yeah, Tina Turner. I went over there.
It was a live concert, wasn't it? It was a concert before.
Yes, from years ago.
It was a concert.
I think the last big tour that she did.
Yes.
This production, this staging for this show.
Multi-levels.
She's flying through the air. It was so impressive. I was into Tina. She's a beast.
Yeah, and the teenettes were in the background.
Rocking that stuff.
Doing this
and
stuff.
She was doing all the moves that they were doing.
Yeah, I was running up and down the stairs, doing some laundry and stuff. Every time I would come through.
I'd have cranked up.
Yeah, but it was like you had cycled through it a couple times because every time I came through, it was like, you're simply the best.
Well, it's an extended version. She does a longer version in her farewell concert because that's really her signature song.
Best part is in between.
Made a $300 donation to Georgia Public Television.
Exactly.
I'm so impressed.
And the reason you did that, because in between they come in to do their
pitch for 30 minutes. It's 30-minute blocks of pitch.
And you are obsessed with this 7-CD set.
Okay.
It was like...
Who's in charge down there? Because you would make so much more money if you... Put it on iTunes or something. Could you play a CD if you got one in the mail today? I couldn't.
But it was hilarious. You were like, I'm going to order this.
I said to you, if I could get off this couch right now, which would be tough.
Yeah.
If I could fly and go see anybody in concert right this minute, I would go see Tina Turner.
Yeah, you were loving it. But it was one of those people that you almost, like we talk about this, you forget about her.
You're simply the best.
Every 5 minutes I'm hearing it.
And you're so into it that you're harmonizing with Tina Turner, like you're singing with her on the TV, and you think you sound freaking good.
Better than,
it's pretty good.
Remember the Schitt's Creek episode, David sang to Patrick?
Yes.
Or was it Patrick sang to David? I don't remember.
David sang to Patrick, I think. Yes,
Patrick sang to David.
Patrick sang to David. That's one of the most watched Schitt's Creek episodes because it's just so good.
Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I can be in no better place. You're simply the best, better than all the rest.
Cadillac Jack and Donna, mornings on the Bear, 92.5.
Our thanks to executive producers Carl Appen and Hans Appen. Production assistance from Steve Mitchell and Ingo Studios in Atlanta. Steve serves as executive producer of The Morning Show, 5:30 till 10 a.m. Eastern on Atlanta's The Bear 92.5. We'd love to wake up with you 5 mornings a week on radio. And to do that, simple search in the Apple App Store or Google Play, The Bear 92.5 is what you search for. New episodes on Tuesday and Thursday, Cadillac Jack, My Second Act, part of the App and Podcast Network.